Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, as I look out on Friends Plaza, it looks awful gray out there.
Well, I just checked the bricks in there. The drizzle has begun here, and that signals an end to some very fine drying weather. We had temperatures that here on Friends Plaza in the heart of our area, temperatures over the last 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, reached into the low 80s. Low temperatures remained in the 70s in town, and we had, well, if anything, we picked up just a trace of precipitation, but none officially reported here, again, on Friends Plaza. Now we have the sprinkles that have begun, and over the next 5 days, we expect to see some pretty hefty precipitation totals across the area. In fact, some locations in southern Illinois, southern Indiana could see in excess of, and I'm just getting the latest data in, some locations could see in excess of 3 inches of rain. Now, again, we had the strong winds and mainly dry weather, although some thunderstorms did pop up in the last several days, especially across northern sections of the two-state area. And that resulted in more wet grounds. And I can tell you from personal experience, moving across central Illinois, riding around, going locations, I saw a few people that tried to test the fields. It looked a little too wet, and some ruts developed right in the beginning of some tractors trying to get out there and test the soil. Now, I do understand that activity in the eastern Corn Belt has been quite active. But again, over the course of the next several days, as temperatures come back a little bit closer to average, and the rainfall also pushes in with the heaviest bands expected all the way from, extending from our general area to the south and west, areas across southeastern Oklahoma, western Arkansas, and the northeast corner of Texas. There's an expectation of anywhere between 4 to 6 and possibly some 7-inch rain totals this week, and that stretches up the Ohio River Valley where 1 to 3 inches will be common. So wet grounds once again becoming a problem, slowing the active situation as far as the pre-planting and, in some areas, planting of the summer crop. So that will come to an end, and it's already come to an end across the northern plains where cold weather is back in place and a wet snow is falling across the central high plains, including northeastern Colorado. Over the course of the next 6 to 10 days, we do look for near to above normal temperatures in the east and in the west in the coastal areas, also in the southwest. Cooler than normal temperatures are expected from the eastern plains into the Midwest, and above normal precipitation is stretching from the northwest across that area in the eastern third of the U.S. will contrast with drier than normal conditions across the nation's midsection. Again, that's after this early week precipitation, and actually early week stretching into the middle week with another follow-up storm system towards the end of the work week. So that's what's going on across a good portion of the U.S., the Midwest, and the Delta and the Southeast. Similar to what we talked about last week, field work will come to an end in the Delta, while the Southeast will have at least another day, maybe 2-3 days, of dry weather before they get into some precipitation. But the bulk of the precipitation across the nation will stretch from the South Central Plains, again, that Northeast Texas, the Ark-La-Tex area, up in the through the Ohio River Valley, and the Southeast looks to only get a glancing blow of precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.